Joining us now is State Senator George Logan, Republican from Ansonia. Senator, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Thank you. I want to start off by wishing everyone a happy holiday. If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. If you're of the Jewish faith, Happy Hanukkah, which I believe begins tomorrow. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, Happy Kwanzaa to everyone.
Senator Logan is in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. And, Senator, who knew that ringing the bell for the Salvation Army, which you have been doing, one of the bell ringers at the Salvation Army kettles, would turn into a political controversy? But you've got this group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, after you. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, no, it's pretty odd. I mean, they're out of Wisconsin. Not quite sure why they are focused on little old me here in Connecticut in our community. But hey, you know, I mean, most likely someone from the local area who probably dropped a dime on me and got them involved. But look, we're here to help the needy folks. You know, this is the holiday season. Many of us that are fortunate enough to have food, clothing, our family, there are folks out there that are in need and during this time of the year. And the Salvation Army has consistently and has been very effective in terms of getting needed clothing and food and in some cases shelter to folks within our community. And, I want to do whatever I can to help them out in that effort.
I mean, this group is out there claiming that the Salvation Army is anti-gay and they're against this and that. And so for some reason, they've targeted you, and that if you're helping them out by ringing the bell at the kettles, you sanction what they believe in. What do you say to that?
I say that that's completely ridiculous. You know, I mean, if you start looking at they're basing that strictly on the fact that it's a Christian organization. So in that case, in their mind, any Christian organization, they're saying that lawmakers, that I should turn my back on religious organizations or Christianity or Jewish groups or Muslim groups. I'm not going to do that. Every organization has some imperfections in it, if you will, and it should continue to work and express, need for change if that's the case. But to politicize charity work, it's just sad. It's just wrong.
Has it come down to this in our society, Senator, that we're now politicizing good deeds?
Well, you know, some folks may try to do that, you know, but I have overwhelming support at the different locations where I'm ringing the bell, whether it's in Hamden or Naugatuck, I'll be in Woodbridge and in Derby. Folks have been more than willing to give to the Salvation Army to help folks in need within our community.
Where are you going to ring the bell next?
So tomorrow I'm going to be at the ShopRite on the New Haven Woodbridge line on Amity Road. From 4:30 to 6:30, and then on Saturday, I'm going to be in Derby at the ShopRite in Derby this Saturday from 3:30 to 6:30, ringing the bell and raising money. And we're doing a very good job. We've raised thousands of dollars so far, and I'm going to continue to ring that bell. I'm going to continue to help out wherever I can with the Salvation Army and with other groups as well. Also, with helping out with the O'Keefe Community Center in Hamden and the Hamden Police Department, Toys for Kids. There's just a number of groups and organizations out there that are trying to help those in need during this holiday season. And I'm going to be there wherever I can, as time permitting, to help out.
Senator, there are a lot of people really in need, aren't there? I mean, you're seeing it. You're on the front lines in some case. A lot of people need help, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, some folks are in just in a rough time period now. You have children involved. You know, children, you know, should not suffer, particularly through this holiday season, when it comes to basic needs, or when it comes to clothing, coats. We have kids in our very own community that don't have the proper clothing for this cold winter weather. That's not right. And if I and other like-minded folks in the community can help out, we're going to do it. And I think it's a great thing. I think we have the holiday spirit here in the Naugatuck Valley and Hamden and Woodbridge. And I think that we should not let anyone damper our efforts and what we're trying to do to help folks out during this joyful holiday season.
Now, you know, Senator, we had you on last week talk about something else, but we got into the topic of the Medicare savings program, and now they're going to delay the implementation of that program. However, I had it confirmed to me by DSS that's going to add another $20 to $25 million to the state deficit. How are we going to solve the mess we're in? I mean, the deficit continues to grow and grow.
Yeah, I agree. Certainly, delaying those reductions is going to cost the state money. But when we're talking about our seniors and we're talking about programs that affect seniors, we have to do everything that we can to protect them. So we are going to have to find the savings somewhere else. The long term way for the state of Connecticut to get out of this mess that we're in now is to stop scaring away businesses, to stop scaring away people out of the state of Connecticut. You know, we have businesses leaving the state. We have people leaving. Less people are paying taxes. Less people. That's going to affect our revenue stream. So what we have to do is, one, the very, very top of my priorities is to stop raising taxes, stop scaring people away. Until we can do that, all of these other efforts are stopgap efforts. We have got to get the ship right, and we've got to bring predictability and sustainability in terms of letting people and businesses know that we're going to reprioritize our spending, stop spending good money, putting good money after bad, and spend money in the right way. Reprioritize how we spend our money. We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem here in Connecticut, and we're wasting millions and millions of dollars in areas that are not in the proper focus for state government here in Connecticut.
As you know, some of your colleagues in the legislature, Senator, they're recommending that the taxes on the wealthy should be raised even higher in order to get the state out of this mess. What do you say to that?
I think that's totally ridiculous. That's going back to the failed policies. They need to come up with some better ideas. To think that that segment of our population here in Connecticut is going to save the rest of the entire state when you have the top 5% earners in Connecticut already paying over 50% of all the revenues that received so far. So why would we want to continue to raise taxes on anyone, including the wealthy, who have the ability to leave, and they have been leaving in droves? That is particularly why our revenue stream has been decreasing over the years, because we have those top earners leaving the state and going to places like Florida, like Texas, like North Carolina. What we need to do is reel in our spending, stop scaring people away, and let's get away from this. Hey, it's okay, don't raise my taxes, but go raise someone else's taxes in some other part of the state. That doesn't work. We are a community here in Connecticut. We need everyone together here in Connecticut to be prosperous and to be focused and to target a specific population. It hasn't worked in the past. We had the biggest tax increase in the history of the state of Connecticut in 2011. A bunch of rich people left the state. We had a drop in revenues. Then we had a second highest tax increase in 2015. Some more top earners left the state of Connecticut. And here we are again in the same position. We need to come up with better ideas. We need to govern and not try to find scapegoats to get us out of this mess. This is something that we collectively have to solve.
Okay, Senator, hang in there. A couple of more questions for our guest, Senator George Logan, but let's get an update on traffic on this Monday morning. Senator Logan, since we talked last week, Governor Malloy came on and said that the state's transportation fund in 2 years is going to be insolvent. What do you say to that?
Well, I think we need to fix that. Again, it goes back to reprioritizing our spending. This is the same governor that has taken the suggestions of the legislature in terms of where to save money, and he's decided to go another way. It's his failed policies and those Democratic leaders, not all Democrats, but those Democratic leaders in the legislature in Hartford who have gone along with the governor's failed policies that put us in this situation that we're in now.
Should we add tolls in order to pay for infrastructure improvements transportation-wise?
I am in support of adding tolls if it's going to increase revenues. But I've told folks, after doing my research, when we removed tolls in the 1980s, the federal government came in and they assisted us in terms of paying for the cost of removing tolls. And they have been giving the state of Connecticut money every single year for the last 30 or so years. Once we put tolls back in, that money from the federal government stops. In addition to that, it may be even worse. We may have to pay back the federal government for all the money they've given us the last 30 years. So what I want to do is I want to put in a study to take a look at the toll situation. Where can we put them? We can't put them on the borders. A lot of folks want us to put them on the borders and get folks that are coming in from different parts of the state. We can't put them on the border because of the Commerce Act. We have to put congestion tolls around major urban areas like New Haven and Bridgeport. So we need to look at that to see, one, what will be the do a cost-benefit analysis analysis? When will we be actually be cash positive? And then make an informed decision in terms of what types of tolls to put in, where to put the tolls, and what the revenue stream is going to be. So I'm in favor of taking a look at that and studying that so we can have the information that we need before we jump to installing tolls.
But you're not necessarily then closed to the idea of adding tolls in Connecticut.
Absolutely not. No, no. And wherever I go, within my district towns or throughout the state, folks want legislators to look at the tolls issue. And that's what I am doing, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. If tolls make sense, I am absolutely in favor of installing tolls. But first, we need the data to make sure that we're making the right decision in terms of timing, technology, and where to actually put them.
Talking with Senator George Logan in our Touchpoints Rehab interview, Chair. Senator, I've been in touch with some people, and I am told that the debt that we have right now in Connecticut, the current deficit is $207.8 million, but you can add that $25 million from DSS. I am told the governor told legislative leaders in that special meeting they had last Wednesday, it's much worse than that. By next month, we could be looking at a $500 million deficit. I had the state Comptroller's office tell me we're not too far off of that figure of a $500 million deficit. What's going to happen here? I mean, are the towns once again going to be shortchanged on aid from the state? And is this going to lead to higher property taxes if this state deficit grows and grows?
Certainly, if the state deficit continues to grow, it's going to affect every segment of our communities, be it the municipalities, be it programs to help the children and our seniors. So what we need to do, again, is we need to focus and reprioritize our spending. We need to look at every single corner where we are wasting money. Let me give you an example. The legislature wanted Governor Malloy to drastically reduce or eliminate overtime payments to non-unionized state workers. The governor said, no, I don't want to do that. Let's just keep giving those folks overtime pay and encouraging overtime pay, and let's cut aid to the municipalities. So Governor Malloy keeps going to the municipalities first. I want to go to the municipalities last. I want us to take a look at all the different areas in government where we are being wasteful, we're wasting money, where we're heavy in terms of administration and management, and we need to right the ship in those areas before we start asking towns to cut back. We start asking our citizens to pay more in terms of property taxes and other taxes. We need to operate more efficiently as a state government.
What are you hearing from towns in your district as far as the cutback in this state aid?
The towns don't like it. I mean, again, it's making it difficult for our municipalities to run their local governments, and it's wrong. Again, it goes back to needing to set up some predictability and stability within our state government, and we don't have that right now under the current leadership of Governor Malloy and those Democratic leaders in Hartford who have followed the bad policies of Governor Malloy. We need to go in a different direction. Myself and the Republican caucus in the Senate and the House, we have been pushing hard to do that, but we're getting pushback every step of the way. You take a look at last July. Democrats don't like us to talk about that feedback deal, that deal with the so-called concessions deal with the state employee union leadership. That has wreaked havoc on our ability to be able to manage our state government. Can you imagine they put in a firing freeze for 4 years? Many of the structural changes that we wanted to make, they put a hold on it until 2027. So we're sitting here now with a very recent decision, bad decision by the Democratic leadership in Hartford that is making it very difficult for us to get ourselves out of this mess. We need leadership in Hartford that's going to take us in a different direction. And I'm sorry, the current leadership that we have now has failed us miserably.
Senator, I have to tell you, I've had your colleague, Senator Susio, on the program, and he said that this contract with CBAC is unsustainable, that the state, because of its financial situation, cannot live up to the obligations established in this contract. What do you say?
That is absolutely correct. And Governor Malloy and the Democratic leadership are putting those 45,000 or so state unionized workers ahead of the other 3.5 million people who live here in the state of Connecticut. You know, we're giving them benefits and perks that are beyond anything that anyone else in the private sector is able to enjoy. And the problem with it is we can't afford it, and they're doing everything possible. Governor Malloy and the Democratic leadership in Hartford right now are doing everything possible to protect that contract, to protect those benefits at the detriment of everyone else living in the state of Connecticut. I mean every child that's in K through 12. I mean our seniors. I mean even those for our residents that are have a developmental or intellectual disabilities. It's a shame. It is absolutely shameful. And now we're in this crisis here, and Governor Malloy and the Democratic leadership want to go to the municipalities and try to force them to raise property taxes to pay for the bad policies that they have instituted just recently this year and for the past several years. It's wrong. It's shameful.
It's not a pretty scene, that's for sure. Senator Logan, thanks very much for spending some time with us this morning to illuminate our audience on all these important issues. And a Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Sure, sure. Happy holidays. A Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa to all our listeners out there. Have a great one.
Thanks, Senator. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Senator George Logan, Republican Ansonia.